Welcome, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We came in with, of course, our Vaporwave of the Week with Telepath from, I actually recognize this Japanese kanji here, but it's Love. It's in Japanese, but that's what the song's called. And, of course, in Telepath fashion. And the album is also in Japanese, but it says With. Of course, that needed the help of Google Translate. But either way, we got some pretty darn cool tunes up here. We're coming down at this midnight hour on a Thursday, but always feels like a Wednesday. I'm a little high on coffee right now because I have a computer science project to do after this. But that's neither here nor there, and I hope you guys enjoy this next core of tunes. Hope you enjoy.
Go fuck yourself, don't say you're sorry. I'll go
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last little core of songs. So the first one we started off with was Charlie XCX featuring Mo with 3 AM Pull Up from her newest album, Number One Angel. Again, I've been on total Charlie XCX craze. I believe I played Secret from her EP before that, Vroom Vroom. And I believe I've been just heckin' all the time on Number One Angel. I definitely love this album, and if you haven't checked it out, I strongly recommend you do. It's gonna be a fun time either way. And then the next kind of we got into Bag Raiders with Fun Punch, and this was a single. And what's very odd is that you can only really find the original mix on iTunes, but not the original that you would find if you looked it up on YouTube. I use the one that you would look up on YouTube because personally that's my favorite. But either way, I think I played Long Way Home last time by Bag Raiders, and you might actually know one of their songs, Shooting Star, from that meme that was going around on Facebook. It's kind of dead now, and I think I mentioned it before, but still, good to know. Reminder that you guys can call in at 855-915-WMFO, and that's 855-915-9636. Call in, tell me what you're doing on this midnight light, or if you're in a different time zone, the non-midnight, whatever twilight hour or non-twilight hour you're on. Are you working on a paper? Are you feeding your cat? Feeding your dog? I don't know. Tell me about it. But either way, we're going to get on to some more music, which is probably what you came to listen to the radio for. And I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks a lot for listening.
Like
right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this last little core of songs. We started off with, first of all, they're screaming or laughing outside. It's kind of hard to tell, and it's much more disconcerting at night. But anyway, first we start off with That Poppy with American Kits from her album, EP, Bubble Bath. She did come out with a new single relatively recently, but there hasn't really been a follow-up on that. I'm really kind of hoping. I wasn't exactly a big fan of the new single, but heck, I can't really judge a whole album off a single, but I'm hoping it comes out soon. But anyway, then we actually had more of an older song with Marina the Diamonds with the song Oh No from I believe it's her first album, The Family Jewels. You probably would know Marina the Diamonds mostly from her album Electra Heart, kind of where Prima Donna, that's the biggest one, Power and Control, those kind of songs, has more of an electric feel to it. But I've been kind of exploring The Family Jewels a little more, and I've been enjoying myself. So she tries to make each aesthetic of her albums different, and you can definitely tell that there is a difference. But it's kind of also new and kind of see how she started out and all that. So still really cool to check out, and especially if you're interested in new Marina the Diamonds, check out a little bit of her old stuff, see if you like it. But either way, we got some more music coming down the line, so I'm hoping you guys enjoy.
This time the night just disappeared. home. I ain't coming home. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Sit up, sit up, sit up. It's a kangaroo court. A kangaroo court. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Sit up, sit up, sit up. It's a kangaroo court. A kangaroo court. In a dusty room, I come to assume that I've been doomed to lose my mind tonight. Too weak to fight. So I try to save face and I rest my case. The judge pulls me aside, says, c'est la vie. Let your darker side come out to feed. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Sit up, sit up, sit up. It's a kangaroo court. A kangaroo court. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Sit up, sit up, sit up. It's a kangaroo court. A kangaroo court.
You enjoy that last little core of songs. We started in with Ghost by Mystery Skulls from their album Forever. You've probably actually on YouTube, you've probably seen the music video for this. It's pretty rocking, and if you haven't, I recommend you check it out. Definitely, I remember lighting up either 2015 or 2016 of just like awesome animated internet shorts, and man, does it really still keep up its reputation today. I love it. There was a sequel to it that wasn't as popularly received called Freaking Out, and I must admit, I still prefer Ghost to Freaking Out, but both are amazing, and if you like the art style of the first one, you'll love the second. But anyway, next was Kangaroo Court from Capital Cities from their album In a Tidal Wave of Mystery. I believe this was their most recent album, but recent's kind of weird to say because it came out in 2013. You probably know Capital Cities from definitely Safe and Sound was like their one song that got played on all the pop stations. And then Love Away was, I remember being like for Taco Bell commercial, I think. And I remember thinking of the song and seeing it there and then hearing a Capital Cities EP and going, whoa, that was them? Still crazy. I'm going to move on to a PSA and then right back into the music. So I hope you guys enjoy. Hope you feel a little bit more, as they say, enlightened by the end of it. But either way, thank you a lot for listening, guys.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel? Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
I hope you enjoy this last little core of songs. It definitely was a lot more chill, kind of, than the core before, but, you know, that's how it goes. So we start out with Neon Indian's song Polish Girl from the album Era Extraña, which would, from my Spanish, not very expertise. I am in Spanish 21, though, which is pretty cool. She was strange. But anyway, I don't really know too much from Neon Indian. I know only one other song from them, but I always feel like it's one of those bands that I'm like, I should check them out. They look really cool, and then I never check them out. And then also, Washed Out with their song Feel It All Around from their album Life of Leisure. I believe they came out with a new single recently as well, but I haven't been able to check it out yet. But you've probably heard this theme if you watch the popular IFC show Portlandia. This is the song they use for their theme, where they kind of have the shots around Portland, which then made me fall in love with the city, and one of my very much goals in life is to go and see it, because it looks awesome. It's also called the Rose City, and Rose is my actual name, so I was like, I'm destined for it, you know? But either way, we got some more songs coming down the line. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour on WMFO.
We were too wasted to close the window. Friends and family looking into my only hiding place. The rhythm of a stranger's skin. Infidelity.
Well, hope you enjoyed. You kind of got a little hint of what was coming next, but you'll hear in a sec. It's kind of a treat, because it's kind of... Well, I'll talk about it later as soon as I talk about what you just heard. So we start in with The Twist by Metric from their album Grow Up and Blow Away, which is their second album. Definitely not my favorite, but it's definitely like a lot more low-key. It's not their second, it's their third album. Sorry about that. But it's definitely a lot more low-key. It's kind of this kind, but there are a couple good songs on there. Honestly, for me, Metric can do no wrong, to be honest. Grow Up and Blow Away is their main, well, it's actually the title. Wait, yeah, Grow Up and Blow Away is their, like, title album thing, and this is one of their singles. You might know Soft Rock Star. My favorite is London Half-Life. I've been kind of saving it because I feel like that and Collect Call are two very special songs that they need to have a moment, I feel like. But either way, that's just some radio scheduling philosophizing, I suppose. And then we had Japanese Breakfast with a song In Heaven from the album Psychopomp. I've always said that I almost saw a concert with her, and I'm really, really hope that she comes back soon, because I had finals during the time, and I decided it wasn't a very good idea to just go ahead and skip studying for physics, a class that I really needed. So one day I'll see her, because I definitely loved her music. Definitely check out the whole album. I remember I was just going to listen to a couple tracks and end up listening to the entirety of Psychopomp. In Heaven and The Woman That Loves You are the two big tracks off the album, but honestly, it's great to listen to it in mass. It's just great. So it's kind of not vaporwave, but it'll definitely, we're coming up as kind of a song. It's like a 10-minute monster, but it's amazing. Hope you guys are in for the long haul. I had to do it. But it's definitely a beautiful song. You'll see I can't announce it beforehand, but you'll definitely see on, say, the internet what it is. But it's definitely, I hope you guys enjoy. I kind of found this on a whim, and I thought I'd play it. But thank you. reminder during this song that it is, this was the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.